This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, North Korea is promising to start talks soon about the future of its nuclear weapons program. That's according to a South Korean news agency. The North committed last week to join a six-way discussion that includes the United States as well as the key powers in the region. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Seoul, South Korea, and joins us now. Mike, there's been a lot of talk about war in the last few days and weeks. How's that changing now?
There was a great deal of nervousness here about conflict with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. The South Korean government is very pleased and relieved, in fact, that both the U.S. and North Korea have indicated a willingness to talk now. Newspapers this morning are calling this a welcome turnaround. Now, nobody wants to be too optimistic because there have been lots of sets of talks and negotiations with North Korea over years and decades, and they've always proved difficult and progress has always been painful. But there was this concern that a crisis over North Korea's now unfrozen nuclear weapons program was getting out of control and there was very little time to solve it, and that the uncompromising attitudes of both sides, the U.S. and North Korea, this is the view from here that I'm reflecting, was making things very uneasy for South Korea and the new South Korean government. So they're happy about this.
Well, given what was seen as an uncompromising attitude on the part of the United States and on the part of North Korea, they were laying down a lot of conditions about when and where they would talk, if at all. How did this come about?
Well, China was the key. A well-placed Western diplomat who I interviewed today said it was essentially China. A senior Chinese diplomat was in both Washington and Pyongyang over the past month, displaying what this diplomat called a new Chinese activism on the issue. This is exactly what the Bush administration was hoping the Chinese would do, and it turns out China was the single biggest factor in convincing North Korea it had to accept six-way talks. By the way, these will be talks with North Korea, South Korea, the U.S., China, Japan, and Russia. The Chinese convinced the Bush administration and the North Koreans that in that context, they'd be able to talk to each other, communicate their mutual concerns. But basically, this is the way the diplomat described it to me. The Chinese scolded the North Koreans into doing it.
Wonder if the U.S. and North Korea will speak more politely in private than they have been speaking in public the last couple of days.
There has been this flap. Undersecretary of State John Bolton was in China, South Korea, and Japan last week. And in a press conference here in Seoul, he called Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, a tyrannical dictator, and he called living in North Korea a hellish nightmare. So over the weekend, the North Koreans responded by issuing a statement calling Bolton human scum and bloodsucker. Now, the North Koreans for half a century have been very good at invective and saying things like that. So in a sense, this is nothing new. But then they went further and they said that if these talks were to take place, that Bolton could not take part in the talks. Now, there's no clarity yet from the State Department whether they wanted Bolton to take part in these talks. But despite the exchange of invective, the decision to proceed on these multilateral talks is still on track, which might be surprising since almost anything unpleasant between the U.S. and North Korea can knock this precarious relationship off track.
And Mike, before you go, I mean, we're all talking here about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Can you bring us up to date on the latest that is known about what that program consists of, really?
Well, it's a problem because according to the Western diplomat that I talked to today, there's still no clarity on whether recent North Korean claims to have reprocessed all the plutonium that's in their spent fuel rods, and this is a considerable amount of plutonium that could eventually make five or six nuclear weapons. There's still no clarity as to whether the North Korean claims are actually true. So the West, the United States, and other nations, as they go into these talks, are still going to be scrambling to gain the intelligence to understand just where the North Koreans are in this process and whether they eventually want to make nuclear weapons or not.
NPR's Mike Schuster is in Seoul, South Korea. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.